normally, as you say, this my topic is the more this Kurdish issue, but because I was living in Turkey 7 years or something, and I moved to Finland almost 4 years ago, and I was more in the, how to say, in the situation, like more closer to everything, and of course, I need to say something, and if something is going on, which is wrong, and it's more local, of course, if I am there. And when I moved to Finland, I had the chance to look to the problems more wider, and in the, mm-hmm. this, I can tell you that in the global context, not only local. And now it's kind of here. I can find some other problems in the other regions, in the other geography, other ethnicities who is suffering also in the same problems or relatively closer. And it's like more colorful, the works more wider things I'm using now.
Mm-hmm. This can be seen also in your work in Helsinki Biennial, the carbon as a political molecule. The theme is very global and very universal. It is located in the Vallisaari former military headquarters and officers' residence. Could you please tell about this work and how does the place affect to it, that it's Vallisaari has its own military history also?
Yes, as you said, it is more global context. Carbon is a political molecule. My work's team mostly based on the militarism and nationalism. In this work, how the militarism affect in the effect to the global climate crisis. Mm-hmm. And in the Vallisaari, of course, it's kind of, it was close to the public and now it's kind of open, but half of the island still, I think it's closed. I mean, when we are there, still there is a military training. We can hear like bombs and machine guns. And
exactly.
Yeah, and this happened in the nature. And I start to think also how these things could affect the nature. I mean, when we were in the other side of the island, everything's perfect. There's abundant the nature. You can see all the animals. But in the other side, I'm sure there is kind of no life because the this weapons and the bombs is affected to the natural life there. And this also give me some opinion about the work also. And I was also working on this work before. I add more things after the visit to the island.
Ah,
yeah.
So there is very interesting dialogue between the work and the site your work is being presented.
Yeah. And this visit also give me a chance to create the other works, which is not in the biennial, but I mean, generally the work Carbon as a Molecule based on the Köppen climate map, which is updating every 10 years or something, I think. And you can see the warmer areas or the colder areas in this map. And I start to search these camouflage patterns, which military is using all of the world, because the military is using camouflage patterns according to the climate where they are in. An example in Siberia is mostly the white colors. But in the Brazil is mostly the green, an example. But these colors, the camouflage patterns is changing in the years because the climate is changing.
Yes, and the idea is so brilliant. I was wondering, in your works you bring together so many different disciplines, photography or video or sculpture, installation. How did you find your way to work this way?
Yeah, my background is sculpture. I graduate from the sculpture department, but for me, I'm using more political issues. And when I want to say something about these problems or giving a message, and my background is not enough. And I need to find some different, I need to use different mediums. Sometimes it's video or photographs or an example, neon lights. One work I have in the Biennale.
Mm-hmm. Expressions.
Yeah, according to what I want to say, which is most proper medium, is not like I'm the professional in every discipline, but just the medium as a tool.
Yes, exactly. When you said that now you are working more with maybe global themes or not so locally, now that you're living in Helsinki, so has this changed your medium, or have you found that you are going to some direction more now with the medium too, or your working method?
Of course, it's not same. Maybe a bit now, different things I am using, but before also I was using different mediums. Now, when you also think about the more wider issues, you need to find different mediums or the materials or the get help from the other disciplines.
And also there's, even though, as you said, your works are very political and I mean, they're very heavy in a way. There's a lot of atrocities, also forced migration and all of that. But still there's sometimes humor in your work. It's not funny, laugh out loud humor, but there's this kind of, I don't know, sort of dark or tragic sense of humor that's also in play in expressions with this tagline from the film Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, Wizard of Oz, as we know, this film for the kids mostly is because it's more colorful mm-hmm. and funny, or I mean proper for them. I can maybe tell you, of course, the adults, I mean, I am also watching how many times I watch. But I mean, I never think about I will use something from this film. But when I was in Turkey, of course, I mean, I work in one human rights organization. I had a workshop with the refugee kids from Syria, Iraq. And maybe this kind of affect to me, because it's kind of childish, but it's also the, when you think about the, when Dorothy is looking for her home, think there is no place like home, mm-hmm. is matching for me the one refugee kid looking for home, but there is no home. Yeah, I mean, Dorothy is finding, but it's, of course, there is this many things happening and adventures, of course. But for the refugees, there is no home when they go back.
Exactly. And I was also wondering, when you deal with all these identities and migration and being a refugee and all these conflicts of power and these things that have also affected your life. So what do you think? Can artists choose his or her topics? Is it possible, or do the topics choose you?
Of course, this affecting what I'm seeing or what I experienced or what people experience in my country or the neighbor's country. It was more, I mean, for me or for someone who is living in Turkey or in this geography, is more everyday life, to seeing these things like a war or refugees. Of course, I mean, at some point, this is you are doing something if you don't want to do, because every day to see these things, it will affect at some point to your works or what you are doing in your life.
Yeah,
it's kind of directing. It's giving you way to say something if you want to say.
Mm-hmm. In one interview or something, you said that you want to be sort of like a mediator, to make art that brings information from people to people. And often in your works, there are these nameless people witnessing, for example, local atrocities. And then we get to witness those through your art. And what do you feel like is the value of sharing these local memories or events to wider audience?
There is many information. You can see what's going on in the places, the war zone, an example. And of course, which is correct, we don't know. Or what's going on, also, we don't know. An example nowadays is Palestine invasion, and people really don't know what's going on. And someone needs to say something, and these people doesn't have any possibility to say something. And for me as an artist, I mean, what can I do? I feel responsible to say something for these people, also because I could be in the same situation, and I was almost in the same situation at some point, and nobody says something for me or for other people. Then that's why I feel responsible to be on the middle and how to explain that. I mean,
yeah, I understand.
Yeah, kind of I don't know the word in English. Maybe I can say, yeah, giving message to be a voice for them.
Exactly.
Yeah, giving them correct information to the people, something like that. I'm trying to do with my works.
Mm. And also there's this message of keeping somebody's memory alive or remembering the importance of us remembering the past people or the past events.
Yes, yes. It's kind of archive, maybe daily things, but when you look at these things, an example, some works I have done before is kind of archive. In 20, 30 years, people can forget what happened before, but with this works, an example, they can remember these people or these witnesses or the incidents. Then they can still get the information. For me, it's not only the artwork, it's kind of material to remember the people or the situations.
You have also been exhibiting widely, and I was wondering, what are the reactions people have to your message or to your work?
The feedbacks are good, of course, and I'm seeing mostly the people start to think, or they are getting the informations about the things, and this is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. Then I'm very happy. It's kind of working through my works.